Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Tony, good afternoon to you, sir. Hello, Tony. Ooh, Tony, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Yeah, there you have it. There you have it. Are you good?
Great. I'm great, man. How are you doing?
Fantastic, man. Cannot complain at all. You know, always a pleasure to have you here on AWR.
It's always an honor to, you know, be on your platform, man. There's nothing as humbling as being allowed the opportunity to speak into God's people.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, definitely. Absolutely agree with that.
God is very passionate about these people. So,
yes.
To be allowed to stand in front of them and say anything is quite amazing.
Fantastic indeed. Fantastic indeed. Now, over the last few weeks, we have explored the causes and the impact of absent fathers. And today we want to talk about healing. Yeah. You know, it is because it's actually difficult to experience the father wound as a Christian, because we are taught to honor our parents, and we are taught to forgive as well. And it can be confusing, you know, to know how to navigate a relationship with our father, or what is okay or what is not okay, you know, to feel. So is there a need to mend this father-child bond or relationship? If someone has lived his or her whole life without a father, what's the point of trying to mend it now? And I've seen, Tony, many people going to look for their father, wanting to actually meet their father, see their father, mend the relationship. But what's the point, really? Is there even a need for that?
I think, you know, it all depends on who you are listening to. And what I mean by that is that, you know, there's the worldly way of doing things, and then there's the Christian way of doing things. Mm-hmm. Now, the worldly way of doing things is that, you know, you can be all self-sufficient. You don't need anybody. You know, if somebody hurts you, you know, cut them off. You know, you don't have any obligation to mend things or make things right. But it doesn't quite work like that in the kingdom, because in the kingdom we are kind of swimming upstream when it comes to some of these issues. Mm-hmm. Swimming upstream in the sense that we have a greater responsibility to do a lot more than the world does. So my response to you would be, yes, there's a need to mend relations. If you've had a strained or non-existent relationship with your father, then, you know, there's going to come a point in your life when you're going to have to mend things. And if he doesn't initiate, then you're going to have to be the initiator of that. So, yes, we are absolutely required, biblically speaking, to forgive and to mend relations. And as far as it depends on us, to live in peace with all men.
Mm-hmm. Now, if one has grown without the present father, is it ever too late to actually then look for the father and try and mend the relationships and work on the relationship? Is there a time where you say, ah, man, you know, there's no point. There's no role that this man is going to play in my life. I'm old. I've got a family as well. I've got my own children. What's the point? So it's actually too late. Is it ever too late?
Never. As long as you're both still alive. In fact, I'll tell you a quick story. I never had a great relationship with my father, honestly. My father was a very harsh man. I grew up around him, but he abused alcohol a lot, and he used to say like a lot of harsh things, a lot of things that I kept for many years, but he passed on in 2001, and I remember when he died, I actually didn't cry. Like, I couldn't shed a tear at his funeral, because all I had in me was a whole lot of anger. Not just anger towards what he had done towards me, but also my siblings. And I held on to that hurt for quite a while, until I became a father. So I became a father in 2005.
Yeah.
And I had a whole different perspective on what fatherhood is. All of a sudden, I kind of understood him.
Mm, mm.
not to excuse a lot of the things that he did, but fatherhood kind of gives you a different perspective to what men really go through when they're raising families, and some of the reasons why they eventually leave. So when I became a father, I started to see things from a different perspective, and I made a decision. And I remember thinking, you know, I think now the time has come for me to forgive this man. I mean, for crying out loud, he was not even with us anymore. Mm-hmm. And the unforgiveness and the bitterness was harming me more than anyone. So I was doing it for myself, and I made a decision to kind of empathize and put myself in his position and in his shoes to say, you know what, as much as I don't excuse what he did, but I kind of understand why he may have done those things, because he didn't know any better. And this the same is true for any absent father or a father that has not been present, you know, in a child's life. Mm. To say that people are always trying their best. And please, don't interpret this as me saying that what they did was okay. What they did was not okay. But this is just me trying to get someone out there in a position where they can eventually forgive and start to heal. Human beings are always doing their best. They do their best with what they know at any given point. You understand? Mm. So they will act out of what they know at that point. So if something makes sense at that time, they will do it. Whether or not it's right is another story. But the point is, they do what they think is best at the time. So maybe a father left a son or a daughter when they were young because he was having issues with the mother and disappeared for years. And also bear in mind, there are some situations where women actually make it impossible for fathers to have relationships with their children. Also cases like that. And then there's also cases where fathers decide to just be absent from their children's lives because they just decided to, you know. They had all the access, they could have had a relationship, but they chose not to. But they were only doing what they know with what they know, right? With the amount of information that they had available at the time. So I'm saying this to help someone look at their situation from a different perspective and to eventually come to a place of forgiveness and healing. If there's an opportunity for you to mend relations with your father, please do it. And if he need, even if he doesn't initiate the conversation, but be the one to initiate the dialogue and get answers, like ask the difficult questions. Why did this happen the way that it did? Why did you leave me? Why? And bring them to a point of accountability, to account for what they've done. And they have to acknowledge the hurt that they have caused in their children's lives, because it's not easy to grow up without a father, whether it's a girl or it's a boy. There's got to be a point where they become accountable for what they did, for true healing to happen. Once that conversation has been opened, it becomes a lot easier to start letting go of what happened. And this is a process. It's not something that happens over a day or over a week or over a month. It's a process that takes time. But the important thing is to open the door to the conversation so that it begins to happen.
Yeah. Now, Webb, in these two people mending their relationship, you know, of course, the child, you know, with the father and, you know, moving towards, you know, the healing of this relationship. Is there a part for the parent who was always present, you know, to play? Does the mother basically have to be involved in this newfound relationship?
Depending on the situation, the father definitely has a role to play. And the role is to not to make excuses, but to acknowledge what happened and to acknowledge the negative impact that their absence had on their children's lives, you know, and apologize. Because parents for the most part, they don't believe in apologizing to their children. But the generation of parents that we are now requires us to own up to our mistakes and acknowledge where we have caused hurt. And not just to acknowledge for the sake of acknowledging, but to really explain things. And it's important at this point to not make excuses as well. Just to say, listen, I understand that my absence caused a lot of problems for you, because there's a lot of children who go through abuse because they had no protection, and protection primarily comes from, the father. So, because I was absent, I am sorry that you went through unnecessary trauma and pain. And I am acknowledging my part in what happened, and I need you to forgive me for what happened. And also understand that forgiveness may not come like right away. It's something that may come at that moment, or it may not, depending on the severity of the matter, So you've got to be it shouldn't be a case of I'm going to apologize if they agree to forgive me, you just have to take back. Sometimes, you can apologize to someone today, and then it will take them probably like a month to say, you know what, I accept your apology. And because this is, we're talking about years and years and years of hurt and pain and trauma and loneliness and all of those crazy things. So you asked another question. What role does the mother play in all of this? The mother doesn't necessarily have to be involved. I mean, again, this is also dependent on the dynamics of the relationship. I know there are some relationships where the father and the mother absolutely do not talk, but the children will talk to both parents, but they don't necessarily have to talk to each other. But if there's an opportunity for the mother and the father to have a conversation about what happened, then the same thing that I just explained to you now needs to happen as well. As a father, as a leader, you're going to have to apologize to the mother if it was a case of you disappearing on this family without cause, or it's something that you just decided to do. And you also have to, make things right with the mother, because she was also the first person to get hurt. And then the children got hurt after. So yes, if there's the opportunity for the mother and the father to have a conversation together, then yes, they absolutely must have a conversation together. And if there's an opportunity for the mother to be involved in the conversation between the child and the father, then yeah, they should do that. But then it all comes down to the nature of the dynamics of the relationship between the mother and the father. But people need to ask for forgiveness, and people need to acknowledge the wrongs that were done, and move forward from there.
Now, how should, as we let you go, Tony, how should the family deal with the possible feeling of resentment from the mother? Should they ignore her? Should they just leave out of it because now we found each other, and well, mommy will have to deal with whatever she needs to deal with, or does she need her own reconciliation or come to Jesus moment with the father?
Definitely. She, because as in most cases, it is the women who are subjected to trauma, the trauma of abandonment, the trauma of abuse, the trauma of just being left alone by men. This is what happens in most cases. But of course, there's exceptions to this. There's cases where the woman was not probably the nicest, and the man ended up leaving. There's also those cases, but those cases are not many, to be honest. It's usually men who do decide to leave. And she also must have her day to say what she thinks and to say what she feels, for her to talk about her story, the things that she went through, the kind of pain that she went through. And again, the man if it was the case of him leaving without cause, then they have to have a conversation for the mother to start healing as well. But I truly believe that true healing happens when people acknowledge what they did, and the other party, you know, accepts or not accept. But then there's also the extreme cases where you are trying to get over what happened, and the party that wronged you does not even acknowledge or even admit that they did anything wrong. Then in those cases, you know, you need to seek some kind of counseling to be able to let this go. I experienced something similar where you want to forgive someone, but the person is not asking for forgiveness, and they are not even acknowledging they do. So what do you do in that case?
Do you
carry on bitter? No, you don't. This is where we seek God. And I don't want to over-spiritualize this and just say seek God and not explain what that means.
Yeah.
It just means that you also have to come to a point where you, there's a beautiful scripture, I think it's in 2 Peter, I'm not sure, I remember the actual scripture, but
okay.
It says, as custodians of God's grace, we also have to, forgive one another or something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, yeah.
But the part that I want to focus on is being a custodian of grace. It means that you first and foremost have to experience God's grace for yourself, for you to even be able to, dispense it to other people. It's not even dispensing. It's really just extending it to other people, because it doesn't originate with you. So how this applies to situations like those where somebody is not even acknowledging or admitting that they did anything wrong. You first and foremost have to experience God's grace for yourself. How many times God has to forgive you because you are not a perfect human being, and kind of extend the same to other human beings.
Yes.
It's a much better way to live. It's a much more lighter way to go through life. So people can offend you all they want, but as long as you keep that spirit of that poverty of spirit, that and you continue being that custodian of grace, it's a lot easier to let things go, even when somebody doesn't apologize to you.
True, true. Well, yeah. Tony Amasa, thank you so much for coming through this afternoon. Really important conversations there, and very enlightening points you have made. Thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thank you so much, man. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.